Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are broadcasting live from Capitol Ale House here in Innsbruck, where we are joined by our special guest from the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hot Seat. It is Hokie Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, AWOD? How are you?
I'm good, and this is your moment. Yeah. This is your hour here on AWOD Radio.
Right. I'll take it.
Hokie's happy hour. You got to be happy with James Franklin.
I mean, again, if this was, you know, I think I heard you talking to Lane earlier today, like, you know, rate this hire, right? I mean, this is a Grand Slam hire. I mean, this is if you told me on September 14th, the day that Prowlett was let go, by the way, which at that time Penn State was undefeated and ranked number 2 in the country, that James Franklin, 60-some days later, would be your head football coach? I mean, unreal. And that's what we're talking about. And the opportunity was there. I give huge props to the search committee, and I'm going to give huge props to Whit Babcock as well. They went out and identified the guy that they wanted, and it took a while, but they got him.
He was not supposed to be available.
He was not supposed to be. Again, like I said, we're talking about a team that was 7 seconds away. If Notre Dame doesn't make that field goal and that game goes into overtime, they could have been playing Ohio State for the national championship last year. We're talking about a team that's won 34 games in the last 3 seasons under James Franklin. We're talking about,
I mean, at this time last year, they were a top 5 team.
Yeah.
And then they went and took down SMU,
yep,
then Boise.
Yep.
And we're in that game till the final second against Notre Dame. And now, yes, less than a year later, he takes over as the head coach of the Hokies. I can't find any reason for negativity with this.
You can't. I mean, right, again, day one, right? It's all awesome, right? Listen, he's got a big job ahead of him. There's no doubt about it. But if you told me guys who was going to be available for this job, we're not talking about James Franklin. The fact that they went out and hired James Franklin, a guy that has recruited the heck out of the DMV and our footprint, and really come down here and taken so many of the players out of this region that we would have normally have gotten back in the Coach Beamer era, it's a win-win all around. There's no negativity for this hire, not one bit.
What was your perspective on James Franklin before the hire? Because I have long felt like it was the laziest take in college football that he can't win the big game. His team plays in the big game,
well, again,
almost every single year.
Let's back up and say, you got to get to the big game to play in the big game. And Virginia Tech hasn't played in very many big games in quite some time. Let's face it. You know, they've been flirting around with, you know, 6-win, 7-win seasons for the last almost 10 years. Yeah, his record against Michigan and Penn and Ohio State, not very good.
But why do you think Virginia Tech has struggled in the last 10 years? I'll tell you, I think it's because James Franklin took their best recruit.
Well, I was going to say, it's still about the talent on the field, right? It's still about the Jimmys and Joes and the X's and O's. And we didn't have the kind of talent. Again, I can go down and tell you, just 3 years ago, Penn State got 6 out of the top 12 in the state in the Commonwealth of Virginia. That's 50%. Virginia Tech got 0, all right? The class of 26, Virginia Tech has 0 commits in the top, I think, 12 or 13. That's all you need to know. The talent is leaving the state of Virginia. Virginia's doing a little bit better this year in the recruiting world, but right now, as of today, and hopefully it changes, as of today, we're not getting the same talent that we got for the better part of 20 years under the Beamer era. And, you know, it was not, you know, I'm telling you, when you took a look at the top 20 back in the mid-early 2000s, we'd get 15, 16 out of the top 25.
Right.
Easily.
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 Every single year. I wonder, what do you think his strategy is going to be year one? I don't know how many high school seniors he should go after in year one.
I will tell you that all of a sudden, Saturday in Blacksburg becomes a huge recruiting weekend for James Franklin. Mm. He's already on the phone. He's already banging out offers. I think I've read where he's offered at least 4 guys in the since last night.
Yeah.
All these are – Penn State has 17 decommits out of their class, their 2026 class. That's a lot, all right?
Yeah. And I wonder how many players – currently playing for Penn State will opt into the transfer portal.
Well, I mean, there's going to be that too. And that's going to be, you know, after the season's over when the portal opens up. But right now, what James Franklin can do is try to convert as many of those decommits that he wants to come to Blacksburg, and then maybe some other kids as well. The signing date's coming up. We're, you know, about a month away, or less than a month away from the signing date. So you still got time to flip some guys if you want to.
Let's talk about the timing
here.
It comes out on November 18th.
Yeah.
There is absolutely an opportunity, like you said, for him to flip people.
We still got 2 weeks left in the regular season before the championship weekend, so we've got almost a 2.5-week window where he can do some major damage before LSU fills their slot, Florida fills their slot, Auburn fills their slot. So the timing of this thing is very great, because he's got, say, 2.5-3 weeks to go out and get ahead of the game with against some of these other schools that we're going to be recruiting against.
What do you know about James Franklin as a person?
I heard can be an SOB at times. I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, I think we need some of a culture change in Blacksburg. And, you know, I want a guy that wants to come in there and win quickly. We don't need a 2 or 3 year window to rebuild this thing between the portal and who he can potentially flip it from the high school and who we potentially would have coming back. We can win 8 or 9 games next year. You look at that schedule. That schedule is not that tough next year. I mean, it's got some good teams. I think Miami's back on there again. Clemson's back on there again. But that is a winnable – that's a schedule where they can win, you know, like I said, 8 or 9 games.
His biggest problem at Penn State, in my mind, was the quarterback position. He had good quarterbacks,
right,
not elite quarterbacks.
Right.
And that's kind of what led to Pry getting fired as well.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously Drew Aller season ended very badly this year, but it goes back, you know, before Drew Aller as well. I heard you mention about, you know, McSorley back in the day. I didn't, you know, but again, he won games. He's won double-digit wins in 6 of his 11 years at Penn State. Double-digit victories. So Virginia Tech is in a situation where we need to get back to, you know, 8, 9, 10 wins. Yeah, I would love to get to the playoff and all that kind of stuff, and I hope that's in the very near future. But getting the culture flipped, getting the culture corrected back at Virginia Tech, and getting the state of Virginia players back in the mix, I think that's a huge way to win games early.
I think one of his biggest strengths is going to be recruiting talent positions, the skill positions, wide receiver, tight end, running back. I can't wait to see what he does. I mean, there's just the list goes on.
I can't wait to see, and I have no idea where if Sam Levitt is even a guy. He's a quarterback at Arizona State who got hurt. He's already said I'm probably not coming back here next year. Virginia Tech is going to have an opportunity. Whoever the top 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the transfer, they're going to have an opportunity to go out and sign with those guys. So that's what I'm hoping for. Is Franklin has ID'd who those 3 or 4 guys, 5 guys are, because that is the position that we need to be better at from day one.
You mentioned it, though. This move here to bring in James Franklin is a grand slam.
I mean,
you have to credit the athletic department.
I credit the athletic director, Whit Babcock. I credit the search committee for when they formed that committee, Bruce Arians, Bud Foster, when they formed that committee. Again, James Franklin was not available. James Franklin didn't get fired from Penn State until October the 12th. That committee was formed before that.
Yeah.
So he wasn't even on the radar screen until, 30 days ago, 35 days ago. So the fact that they identified him and said, hey, okay, all of a sudden, change gears, right? This guy's available. And, again, they went after him. And again, we've known he's been on their radar screen for quite some time. And, obviously, it took some time. But knowing the Jimmy Sexton agent guy he is, I'm not surprised that it didn't take. And listen, for all I know, he may have been waiting to see if FSU fired Mike Norvell.
Right.
Obviously, they haven't fired Mike Norvell, and I guess he decided he didn't want to wait around anymore, and he's going to be with the Hokies for a while.
There are a million positives about this signing. I'm struggling to find a negative. I think the only thing that I would say is I'm pretty confident this is a pit stop for James Franklin.
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier, and
do you disagree?
I hope you're wrong, but you take the chance anyway. It doesn't matter. Mm. If he stays for 5 years, 4 years, whatever it is, he's the kind of guy that can change the program in 6 months. And that's what we need. We need like a Buzz, when Buzz Williams came to Virginia Tech basketball culture was terrible. All right. Instantly, he turned them around. They almost won, I think they won close to 19 or 20 games the first year. Had him in the tournament three of the five years he was there. Had him in the Sweet 16. That's what James Franklin will do for this program. And if he's there for, 4 or 5 years, so be it. We take that chance.
What do you think this message sends to the ACC?
That we're serious about football. And I hate to say that we weren't serious about football. I don't necessarily know that we were never serious about football. It just got to a point where it wasn't working with the coaches that they brought in. When Coach Beamer left, when Fuente came in there, and then certainly when Pride came in there, we are stuck in that 10-year window of struggling just to get to 6 wins a year.
But this guy comes in with a resume that is bigger than anything we've seen.
Right, that's what I said. He's won 34 games. In his last 3 years at Penn State, he was 34-8, all right, in the Big Ten.
Yeah, and to me it's not the winning as much as it is the NFL talent.
Well, at the end of the day, it's the 11 that you have run around on offense and defense, right?
Right.
I mean, the coaches don't
make – and his guys are just usually better.
The coaches don't make plays. The players do. And we've got to get better talent. James Franklin's the kind of guy that can do that starting today.
I feel like this is the happiest I've seen you here, right? I mean, we've been doing this segment for over a year now.
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, this goes back – this is – Fry was there for 3 years in a few games. The end of the Foo era was bad, too. I mean, it's been a while. It's really been since 2016. It's been since 2016 that this team
– Logan Thomas?
That was a little bit after that. Mm-hmm. But when Foo came in 2016, they won 10 games. But he inherited Coach Beamer's players. They went to the ACC championship that year, lost to Clemson, and then lost the bowl game. But really, from that point on, what are we talking, 9 years? I mean, that's a long time.
Right. I mean – so. In a decade in college football, it feels like it's even longer when you consider those kids are now 18 years old.
Yeah.
They were eight.
Yes, exactly. And I was also in my 50s. but let me tell you this. This is a move that had to be made because I'm still looking at 2030, and you know where I'm going with this. 2030 is when the exit fees of the ACC schools drop from almost $200 million down to $100. That's a $100 million drop, okay? I have no idea what's going to happen with the ACC, but Virginia Tech needs to be relevant when that day comes, because if they're not, they could be on the outside looking in, and that's a day that I'd never want to see.
That's Hokie Steve. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Hokie Steve hanging out with us, and I think it's a good time we open up the phone lines. If you're a Hokies fan and you want to chime in or ask Hokie Steve or I a question about the hire of James Franklin, now's your chance to get it in. 833-804-0910 833-804-0910. Tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. And you know, during the break you were just showing me there's going to be a lot of movement with players committing to Virginia Tech over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity is there right now, again, before the other schools make their hires, but certainly the Penn State decommit class, I believe, is at 17. I would think a good chunk of those guys are going to get offers from James Franklin, and he's going to try to get him to come to Blacksburg this weekend. Obviously, the last home game against Miami, you know, obviously a lot of these teams that are not in the playoffs, especially in the state of Virginia, the football season's over, so they've got an opportunity to come to Blacksburg as well as kids in D.C. and Maryland and Pennsylvania. So I think there could be quite a large number of high school seniors coming to visit this weekend.
Yeah, and I want you to tell the audience a little bit about what you were saying in terms of LSU and Florida.
Well, both of those schools have openings, right? Both of those schools have not hired whoever they're going to hire. I mean, you've heard the rumors like they're flying Lane's family all over the place, which I'm still going to, if I'm putting money on it, I still think Lane stays at Ole Miss. I just have a gut feeling about that based on the Lane Kiffin today. Lane Kiffin 10 years ago would have been gone. Lane Kiffin maybe 5 years ago would have been gone. They're chasing a guy they may or may not get. And if they drag this thing out for a couple weeks and he doesn't go, that just delays their hire that much later. And then that gives an opportunity for Virginia Tech and James Franklin to really take advantage of this window of recruiting.
But LSU lost a couple guys. Florida lost a couple.
Oh, right. I'm sorry.
Penn State lost 17.
Yeah, Penn
guys.
State had 17 decommits, which tells you that they really came to Penn State to play for James Franklin.
And it makes sense when you think, you go to LSU for freaking LSU. Go to Florida
right.
For, like, Steve Spurrier and then the history of
well,
there.
Well, apparently Billy Napier is not that popular, which I'm not that surprised of, but neither is Brian Kelly. So LSU and Florida, I think, combined have 4 decommits out of their class, their 2026 class. Penn State has 17, so that bodes well for the Hokies, and I believe the Hokies have already offered, you know, like I said, 5 or 6 guys just in the last 24 hours.
You know, I told Michael Phillips, you know who probably hates this hire the most? Not Tony Elliott, but Mike Locksley, who was on the staff with him in Maryland.
Right, right, right.
And he just lost 1 million recruits, probably.
Well, I mean, hey, sorry. I mean, you know, at the now I will say this. I did see Maryland has has stepped up, and they've made like Virginia Tech has made a an additional financial commitment to football. But Laxley's been there now. This is, you know, he's been there now for what?
Oh, there were rumors that he was going to get fired.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So he's kind of been there. The question is, you know, is he going to be able to? He'll be able to use that money on the transfer portal, but the die's kind of already set with him as far as maybe the region, as far as coaches, whether they like him or not. You know, frankly, whether you like him or not, he did great in this area. So he's going to go back. Those relationships don't die. Those relationships stay solid. So whether it's a, you know, a Stonebridge High School, a Briarwoods High School, a Trinity Episcopal over here where Davion Brown is already decommitted from Penn State, all those relationships, Verina, Holland Springs, whatever, all those relationships are still there.
Yeah, and it's not like there was a controversy at Penn State, right?
Right.
It's like there was nothing really negative throughout his career that would lead to people changing their opinion on him as a coach or as a person.
No.
I'm so excited for this, and I think you have to say the question's not will he turn this team around. It's how quick.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the portal makes it completely different, a completely different deal. This was 5 years ago, 6 years ago. You might say, okay, next year, hopefully we can, you know, win six or seven games. He can change this thing over. To me, he can change this thing next year. You know, we're going to win. If we don't win Saturday or next Saturday in Charlottesville, we're going to end up 3-9. To me, this team has got a shot to win 8 or 9 games next year. Based on who I'm projecting that he can bring in with a recruiting class, potential flips, and who he can get out of the portal, this team can win 8 or 9 ball games next year, which is a huge difference.
Yep. Hokie Steve with us here. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. His introductory press conference will air it live tomorrow on 910
right.
The Fan.
10 o'clock.
Is there something that you want to hear?
I'd like to know, you know, the rumor was that Bud Foster flew up there and really, you know, said, come to Blacksburg, you can do great things here. I want to know if that was the case, but just from a side note. But, I mean, there's nothing, you know, the job, he's committed to the job, you know, everything's, we're good. I mean, he's not going to answer the questions like, were you waiting around for another job? He's not going to answer that. So that's really, you know, from the inside, if I wanted to know something like that, but he's not going to ask that question.
I wonder what he would say if somebody asked him, how long do you want to be in Blacksburg? Would his answer be, until I win a national championship?
Well, that's what he said on game day, right?
Right.
When actually,
I mean, that clip is so cool.
Well,
we're now going to go win a national championship somewhere else.
What's crazy was yours truly was standing. And I was at Athens that day, and I was at game day that morning, and I was standing between here, probably between here and 100 yards to Franklin, when he said, my goal was to win a national championship at Penn State. Now we're just going to do it somewhere else. So, hey, that somewhere else could be Virginia Tech.
Yeah. What's also interesting about this whole situation was it kind of felt like to me that the agents were playing games with each other and the representatives for Virginia Tech. There was pressure on him to sign this weekend.
I think I had heard, again, just, you know, from what I had heard, that they kind of had targeted yesterday kind of as the deadline of saying, all right, you in, you out. And
so you think it really came down to, hey, if you don't make a decision today, we'll move on to our next game.
I think that just because it had gone, listen, they had targeted him again way back in late October.
Right.
So this thing has been playing out now for a couple weeks. I think, you know, just from what I heard yesterday was the deadline. I mean, that's a great question to ask if you want to ask him, you know, was yesterday the deadline? But he's not going to answer that question.
Right.
The reality of it is he said yes yesterday, and that's all that matters.
I also wonder now, what does Penn State do to kind of save face? You have to go get a guy who's got a better resume than Franklin. There's not many guys out there now.
Well, I think they're targeting Brian Hartline at Ohio State. I mean, I think that's the guy that they want. Now, I don't know, you know, to me, he'll take that. I mean, I would assume he would take that job. He's an assistant under Ryan Day, but that's the guy that they want. I believe he's their offensive coordinator. But yeah, Penn State's going to have some James Franklin in their territory again, trying not only get players out of the Commonwealth, but certainly up in Eastern Pennsylvania and Western Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And you know, North Carolina.
And North Carolina, and certainly Maryland.
I just think
because
knows the East Coast so well.
Well, again, and let me back up a little bit. Look what he did at Vanderbilt. He was He was at Vanderbilt for 3 years.
Yeah.
He won 9 games. This is way before what Clarkley is doing there now is great stuff. But he won back-to-back 9-game seasons at Vanderbilt. And he didn't even have Diego Pavia. How about
right,
that?
Right, and he had success at Kansas State too.
And certainly, like I said, I know he was at Maryland. Wasn't he the head coach in waiting when under Friedrich?
And then he took the Vanderbilt job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was at JMU for a year as well.
Yeah, and he's from.
If there's a school in the East Coast, he's had a relationship.
He actually met Brent Pry because he played at East Stroudsburg up in PA when Brent Pry was on the staff up in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. And that's another guy I think Virginia Tech fans need to realize. Supposedly, when Franklin came to Blacksburg more than once, he stayed with Pry at Pry's place, and they had these, you know, great conversations apparently because in Pry, you know, sold him on Virginia Tech. So, again, I want to, you know, say – hats off to Brent Pry as well, because he could have thrown us a curveball. But I think he really loves Virginia Tech. I think he's disappointed it didn't work out. But I think he was also somewhere behind the scenes instrumental in getting James Franklin to Blacksburg.
Hokie Steve hanging out with us here live from Capitol Ale House in Innsbruck. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Tonight, make sure you turn on your TV for the college football playoff bracket reveal. It's every Tuesday night. I have really enjoyed the drama, the entertainment, with 25 teams coming out in the college football playoffs, top 25. Kind of shows you a little bit of insight into what the committee is thinking, and then they reveal the bracket. It's super exciting, and I do think that there's 20 teams at least that still have a chance to get into the 12-team CFP. Hokie Steve with us here still. Let's do a little University Drive on AWOD Radio.
Let's go to University Drive. Scores, rivalries, rankings, all the college football in the state of Virginia. We'll follow the action all season long.
Oh, yeah!
University Drive on AWOD Radio.
So, Steve, yep. I know you're doing Friday Night Lights.
I am.
And we've got Stubbs still hanging on for that. But Jeremy is running the board, Jay Money, and he's a JMU alum.
I heard he was mad at me last week.
Yeah, Jeremy, you're going to have to load your guns because Hokie Steve is still not in on the Dukes.
I'm telling you, it is razor thin tonight, guys. It is razor thin between JMU, North Texas, and I'm going to throw Tulane out there as a third team. And before you go wild, because Tulane's 8-2, they have two Power 4 wins. Not necessarily against great Power 4 teams. They've got two wins against Power 4.
All right, Jeremy, let's see you go wild.
Go wild.
No, I agree. I agree that those are
No.
I don't. I think JMU's still the clear favorite. I do. I think those are the three teams that have a chance at making the college football playoff from the group of five, right? Tulane is hurt because it lost a game to UTSA. North Texas, they haven't played anybody. Their best win is against a Navy team that also hasn't played anybody. And you can make a strength of schedule argument all you want, but the Dukes have been blowing the doors off of everybody that they play. They have scored over 40 points in each of the last four games, I believe. They haven't allowed over 300 yards more than once this season as a team. Their defense is one of the best in the country by all metrics, and the way their offense is playing right now, I think they're by far the clear favorite in the group of five.
I do think that he is right in terms of the statement win. That was a blowout.
No, there's no doubt. And again, I just think it's really, really tight tonight between those three. And the reason, you know, I'm even throwing Tulane in there at 8-2 is because their strength of schedule. I think the committee really looks at strength of schedule. I think they really do. And the one thing that's hurting the Sun Belt is they're like 1-16 against Power 4. And we all know who that one was, by the way, which was against the Hokies. But they're 1-16 against Power 4, and the AAC is 6-11 against Power 4 and against Washington State if you throw that game in there.
Yeah.
So that's I think they're going to look at that. I'm not saying that's going to be the overriding factor, but I think the committee definitely takes that into consideration.
So the one win for the Sun Belt, ODU.
ODU against Hokies.
The ODU Monarchs.
They're 1-16 against Power 4.
So,
and that was the one win.
The Tulane argument is, well, they beat Duke, right? That's a big win.
And they beat Northwestern.
And they beat not giving them much for beating Northwestern. Is that even a football school? Come on. But I will give them
they almost beat Michigan last week.
But so here's my question to you, Steve. All right. Let's say the 12-team playoffs come out today.
Yep.
And the top 25. And Tulane is ahead of JMU.
Okay.
If Tulane wins out and JMU wins out, who gets in? Because I would argue that JMU has the opportunity to build their resume to be above Tulane with their game against Washington State. Like you said, they need another non-con win.
They have the opportunity to play the old Pac-12 Washington State, Cougars, right? I don't know because Tulane has got Temple and Charlotte. Two very easy wins. I think it depends on if they get in the AAC championship game, who they would play. And would they play South Florida, who comes back and wins their next two? North Texas has got Rice and Temple. I got Tulane's got Temple and Charlotte, and JMU's got Washington State, and then they got Coastal before they play in the Sun Belt Championship.
All right, so the bracket will be revealed tonight. Hokie Steve and myself are going to go through ours. I'm putting you down for who for the G5?
You putting me down for who? I'm telling you, man, it's tight. I mean, I'm not going to be disappointed if JMU pops up there. I'm just saying don't be shocked if it's not. All right, that's all I'm saying.
But you're officially taking who?
I mean,
come on, Jeremy. You heard this answer here. Come on.
It was nothing.
I'm telling you, it is razor thin, and I can see it go one of three ways. But I'll throw the Dukes in there. All right, I'm throwing the Dukes in there,
dude. Just, we convinced him
just to keep you boys happy. All right,
I'm gonna put JMU in there myself. All right, let's get to the SEC.
Is he working on our game Friday night? If he is, I'm definitely doing it. I'm definitely picking. But we got Megan, maybe. But I'll throw this in there for the G5. How about that?
All right, over to the SEC.
All right. I'm telling you, as of right now, I'm still keeping five in there. And guess who popped in there? The Oklahoma Sooners.
Yep.
With their win in Tuscaloosa last Saturday.
So that's A&M.
That's Texas A&M is the 4 seed. I've got Georgia is now the 3 seed. I've got Ole Miss as a 6 seed, Bama as a 10 seed, and Oklahoma as a 7 seed.
So which of those five teams are a lock with a couple games left?
Georgia and Texas A&M are locks, in my opinion. The teams that are on the fence are Bama and Oklahoma, and Ole Miss is kind of in between.
So if Oklahoma loses to Auburn, they're done.
Yes.
I mean, if Alabama loses to Auburn.
Yes, they're done.
Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah. Georgia's interesting.
Georgia's got this week they are playing Charlotte. Speaking of the AAC.
Yeah.
And then they've got Georgia Tech. And what's interesting about that game is that is Georgia Tech's home game. I've told you this. Georgia Tech has moved their home game from Bobby Dodd Stadium to Mercedes-Benz. So that in effect will make it a UGA home game, because Georgia will have probably a 70-30 crowd at Mercedes-Benz, which Georgia Tech could have had a home field advantage, but they moved the game.
Well, where was that game last year when it was very close, right?
That was in Athens.
Yeah.
That was in Athens last year.
Yeah.
Georgia would never move a home game, okay?
I think this will be a contest. And
Again, very easily, I'm just saying, 8 overtimes last year, right? This could be a very good game, but I think Georgia Tech, by moving that game to Mercedes-Benz, screwed their home field advantage.
All right, Big Ten.
Big Ten, I've still got the Buckeyes in there. I've got the Hoosiers in there. And Oregon is in there. They are sitting on the fence, though, but I've still got the Ducks in there.
What about USC?
Don't they play USC this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
That's an elimination game right there.
Yeah.
So
the game's
at Eugene, I believe.
Yeah.
So
it's going to be very interesting, because USC is one of the hotter teams right now.
They are.
And they're a 3-game win streak, and they could absolutely play themselves in. The question is, would they play themselves in and also knock Oregon out, or could the Big Ten get 4 teams in?
Yeah, that's a great point. I like Oregon because they're at home, and that's why I'm like I said, they're kind of on that fit. They're in that, you know, of the teams that I've got in that could very easily be bounced out. Certainly if they lose to USC Saturday, they're on the outside looking in. I don't know that that's enough. I don't know that that is enough for the Big Ten to get a 4th team in there, but you know, we'll see.
So Notre Dame is a lock?
Notre Dame right now is probably as close to a lock as you can get.
Yep. So that leaves 2 spots available.
That leaves
with 2 conferences.
And I'm going to say, even if, you know, I don't see the Hokies winning this weekend against the Canes. I don't know what they'll do when they go to Pittsburgh. I mean, who knows? They went to Syracuse last year and totally blew up their season. They've still got it. So the last 2 games are in Blacksburg and then at Pitt. I'm still saying the ACC champion is going to represent the ACC in the playoff.
And if Miami wins out but does not get to the ACC championship game, you're telling me their season is over with the exact same record as Notre Dame and a head-to-head win?
You know why?
You got some explaining to
do. You know why? In theory, it's wrong. But this situation, it's when you lose versus how you The Canes.
Then why are we even playing the game? Let's just put all the big name brands in every single year. It's Notre Dame. It's the Fighting Irish.
Yeah. Well, I can't disagree with that. I can't. I mean, if Notre Dame does not rip off 10 in a row, if they had lost, if they were 10-2, but guess what? They lost to Miami game 1, and they lost 2 weeks ago to Southern Cal or Navy or whatever. I think we'd be talking about a different. It just they've looked so good. And then you put them on the road against a ranked Pitt team,
and they blow them out.
They blow them out.
Notre Dame has had 4 opportunities to get statement wins against top 25 teams. They are 2-2.
Right.
And they're not going to play another one.
Right.
Miami has had 2 opportunities. They're 2-0, and they'll have a 3rd opportunity at Pitt. To me, if they're 3-0 against teams in the top 25 and they have a 10-2 record and Notre Dame has a 10-2 record, I'm sorry, Notre Dame. I'm putting Miami in.
You know, I don't disagree with you. However, the 2 words that you said, Notre Dame, I think changes everything. I really do.
Just the word Notre Dame.
And because they haven't lost since the 2nd week of the season against a Texas A&M team, which is a top 4 team, and a Miami team who's been in the top 20 all year, who's been in the top 10 for most of the year, I think that's what's going to save them.
So then what if the committee decides, all right, Miami has to be in, Notre Dame has to be in, let's take an SEC team out?
I guess at that point, you know, who does Oklahoma have? Oklahoma, they still have Mizzou this weekend, right? They've got to play Missouri, and then they've got LSU. But I think they've got Mizzou this weekend.
Yeah.
That might take care of themselves. I mean, that's not a slam dunk for the Sooners to beat Mizzou. It may be to beat LSU. I don't know. But, I mean.
But you're right. If it's If it's 10-2 Oklahoma, 10-2 Notre Dame, 10-2 Miami, they're going to go with the SEC team and the big brand in Notre Dame.
I mean, that just based on history, what I've seen with committee do, not only last year, but then even the previous year when they, again, as we've said, they kicked out a 13-0 ACC champion to get a Alabama team in there.
Yeah.
Right?
Vanderbilt, is their season over?
I think they're on the outside looking in. I think they really are.
They needed that Texas game.
They needed the Texas game, and then Oklahoma. And I'm still surprised that Oklahoma went to Tuscaloosa and won. I really am.
I watched the game. Alabama was winning for 99%.
I think Alabama's offense is a problem. Alabama's defense did not. I mean, the Alabama's offense gave up a ton of points. You know, they had a special team score.
Yeah.
When I saw what Jamateer and those guys went to Tuscaloosa, that's the only way we're talking about Oklahoma even in this mix right now. But they've played their way back into it.
That's Hokie Steve. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We've got Jeremy running the board, the new producer of AWOD Radio, Jay Money. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910. We close the show every day by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night. We call this segment Game Day on AWOD Radio.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on
Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We're the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
Game Day, Steve, and I know you will be paying attention to the college football playoff bracket reveal.
Yeah, is that 7 or 8 o'clock? I'm checking that right now.
I think it's 7:30 when it starts.
All right,
there'll probably be a 30-minute talk show before they actually
keep
reveal
talking.
At 8.
I'll let you know here in a sec. Yeah, that's a must see TV for me. Actually, looks like.
What are you pulling up your TV guide, Mr. Cableman over there?
I am.
I'm so glad that Disney figured it out with YouTube.
My old man's system, right?
Yeah.
But I had ESPN when I wanted it, right? So.
Yeah, and you also had to pay an extra $100 at least every month.
Yeah, 8:30 tonight. 8:30 on ESPN.
Well, that's because that is right between Michigan State, Kentucky, and Kansas Duke on ESPN.
That's right.
So they're going to have that game end at 8:30, reveal the bracket, and then get back for Kansas Duke.
That's right, because the reason those guys will be at MSG tonight in between games.
Yeah. Madison Square Garden, State Farm Champions Classic. That's my choice on game day. You know I'm a big college basketball fan, and I mean, top 25 matchups are awesome early in this season.
So Kansas has played Carolina and then Duke within like a 10-day window.
Yeah, they schedule very difficult.
Yes,
there.
They do.
Bill Self knows what he's doing to have the boys prepared for conference play. And, you know, they're in one of the tough conferences in basketball. Not the toughest, but it certainly will be difficult for them. And then I wanted to mention the Hokies real quick.
Yeah.
Nicholas Avdalis.
I mean,
obviously,
the game against Providence was huge for him. 33 points, became the darling of the college basketball season there, at least for a couple of days. The Hokies played on Sunday. Last Sunday, they beat Charlotte, who actually put up a pretty good fight. So for the first time, they've got Bryant coming up, former head coach Phil Martelli Jr.'s former team, and then they go to Atlantis with your VCU Rams next week about this time, and I'd love to see the Hokies and the Rams go at it down in Paradise Island.
Here's my take. The Hokies will be ranked.
Well, they got to win Thursday, and then they'll be 5-0, right?
Yeah.
So,
you end up in the top 25.
And again,
because the wins have been so impressive.
I was really impressed again. St. Joe's 22 wins last season. They lost to St. Joe's up in Philly last year by 20.
Yeah.
They turned around. They turned 54-point swing. They beat him by 34, last week ago. So I love Hansberry, the transfer from West Virginia.
Dude, because Avdalis is so good, he's not getting the hype he should get. He is such a stud. I mean, there's a reason he was Mr. Basketball in Maryland.
Right.
Right? And he could do it all. I didn't realize he had the three-point game, too.
Yeah. I mean, again, I love his play. I think Jaden Shute is going to help him. He can knock down the three when they need it.
Lawal had a monster double-double, 18 and 15.
I mean, he's had some awesome
blocks.
He's had some awesome highlight, not only dunks, but blocks in the first four games of the year. So, I know you said Mike Young can coach. I 100% agree with you. Mike Young can coach, and this team is fun to watch right now.
Jeremy, is there anything that you wanted to mention here on game day that we should be tuning into on a Tuesday night?
I mean, it is a little bit of a shorter short sports calendar on this Tuesday here, but I think the way that we're looking, I think the Champions Classic all around college basketball is probably the best games out there. The NBA's got a couple of good games tonight as well. I'm big on this.
It's on Peacock at NBC. Yeah. It's like I still have to figure out, I look at the calendar. Oh, it's Tuesday. Okay, I'm thinking NBA on NBC.
Yeah, no, I'm big.
No love for Tuesday night action tonight. We have three games.
we
have three games. We have Akron Bowling Green. We have UMass Ohio. And we have Western Michigan, Northern Illinois. All three games tonight at 7.
How much action do you put on Maction?
I put zero action on Maction. So.
That's how you know you're a degenerate, when you're putting a lot of money on Maction.
But I will watch some of that tonight, especially at the beginning of the 7 o'clock hour. I'll watch some, a little bit of it.
Yeah, but I think the correct answer for game day today is college sports between the college basketball and the college football playoff reveal. Jeremy, do you think you're going to see your Dukes?
Absolutely. 100%. They're going to be
100%.
100%.
Can you get some action on that?
Yeah, I know, right?
You might have to drive over to West Virginia to do it. But
you might have to buy us breakfast tomorrow if they're not in the top 12 with that 100%. I'd like to see them in there. It would certainly make my day. And I know Michael and I were driving back from NC State last night,
right?
And he was looking into CFP to go cover either UVA or JMU.
Well, JMU, if they do get in, they will be the 12th seed, right?
Yeah.
So right now, who's the 5 seed? It's the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Yeah.
So a nice little trip out to Lubbock, but we'll see what happens. But they've got a shot to either play, you know, I would say Texas Tech at Oklahoma and Tuscaloosa, maybe even in Eugene, Oregon against the Ducks.
Did you watch the VCU game last night?
I watched some of it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great basketball game.
I'm with you. I think Martelli outcoached Will Wade. They just couldn't get over the hump. When I started watching the game, it was kind of late, about halfway through the second half. You know, one score game. They had the ball, they had the possession. They just couldn't get over there.
Yeah,
get over the hump.
And I said this in the post game show. Like I played a lot of basketball, not a high level, but in every game that I played in where there was a comeback, everybody on their team wants to be the guy that makes the big shot.
Right.
And sometimes it's like, that's not what got you back into this game. It was attacking the basket, getting to the free throw line. I thought they settled for way too many threes in like the final 4-minute stretch there.
Yeah, they had, like I said, I want to count maybe three or four times in the last 5 minutes where they had the ball with a chance to tie or go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And it was pretty hilarious watching Robbie do the call, and there were NC State fans in front of him, and every time he would say, this is for the tie, they would scream, no, it's not! You're not going to win this game! And you could actually hear it on the broadcast.
The fact that they didn't have any timeouts in the last 5 minutes, did that hurt VCU?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Because
the guys on ACC were making a big deal about that.
Yeah. But they had to call those timeouts to come back, because a few times NC State trapped us in the corner, and our young freshman was in a bad position. I just thought the Rams had too many turnovers. Like, they were forcing the turnovers, but we had a lot of stupid, silly turnovers in the final 5 minutes. And home cooking in the refs. Can you believe that they called a timeout on that jump ball?
You mean ACC officials in Raleigh?
And those are going to be the Final Four officials.
By the way, first time at Lenovo?
Yeah.
You like it? That's a nice arena.
Oh, yeah.
That's a really nice arena.
The Stanley Cup's been lifted there.
I know. Yeah. I know. And I've actually seen the Hokies win multiple times there against over the Wolfpack. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I've been to probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 games.
My one complaint is it's not on campus.
Yeah, that's a problem. Well, neither is the football stadium. Both of them are right there, you know, off campus. So that is a problem. But, you know, it's close. It's not too far.
Yep. That's Hokie Steve. I'm Adam Epstein. Jeremy running the board now on AWOD Radio. Appreciate your work. Grant Polson, Danny Ruye drive you home here on the new Sports Radio 910 AM 105.
Looking for a new way to grow your business?
With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.